design. I mean, you've got a lot of experience and work in spatialization. I mean, you were one of the members of the Spatial Music Collective back in the day, and your piece took some connections with the Xion piece. And I suppose the center point of this piece is the actual instrument the synthesizer that you're using. So tell me about all of that.
So I suppose in terms of connections, I mean, the first one is the obvious one in terms of using early 1970s technology and the idea that we would do a piece featuring this instrument, the EMS Synthi, which is an instrument that we have at Ulster University in Derry, but we inherited it from our predecessor department when it was in Jordanstown. We believe the instrument's around 50 years old. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the instrument's biography at the moment, so I hope to have more reports on that soon, which may place it as one of the first synthesizers, well, particularly sort of a modular synthesizer in Ireland at that time. So I'm trying to find out more about that. But yeah, certainly there was that connection in terms of the instrument itself. In terms of, the sound world for the piece, in ways, actually, it's part of a tradition and a sort of a counter movement that's more around diffuse sounds rather than more transient and sort of clearly defined sounds. One of the things that works very well in the Xion is the fact that you've got a lot of transient detail, a lot of noise that actually allows you to place the sound when spatializing quite clearly in particular locations. This piece maybe follows actually an alternative French tradition in terms of Eliane Radigue's drone work, but also some of the drone based stuff that came out of New York in the 1960s and 70s as well. In terms of the, the concept and the title, then the piece is called Ramp Waves. It had its first performance at Ramp, Rathmullen Music Project, earlier in the year. But it also refers to this idea of particular type of wave, what's also known as a sawtooth wave. So a wave that that has a ramp type contour and has a certain harmonic spectrum associated with that. But I suppose more broadly, I was also interested in this idea of tipping points and what happens when otherwise sort of ostensibly or previously linear systems start to go non-linear. And I suppose that's related to the experience of living in the world at the moment. There is a bit of an environmental subtext to that. But more broadly, it is following on from some of the previous work I've done around microtonal music and music where you're looking to create circumstances where you get various sort of beating effects and you get this sort of crossover between pitch change becoming textural change. I suppose one of the things that attracted me to the Synthi is that instrument is that it gives you access to an expanded field of pitch in terms of the fact that you've got these three classic oscillators to produce sound, very, very rich sounds for drone-based music, but also it gives you very, very fine-grained control over that. You've got these 10-turn dials that allow you to make your minute adjustments over longer periods, so you get these sort of very, very slow to soundy potentially, and then you can use those to actually also get into sort of modulation effects where, one oscillator is bending another out of shape. And I suppose then that's where you start to get these tipping points from the sort of more linear setup to the the more emergent setup.
I'm, very struck by the fact, I mean, we obviously, we all live in a digital age and everything is now, pretty much everything is software based and, the main interface is a computer. And of course you can do all sorts of amazing, wonderful stuff on the computer for many years. But I'm very struck by the kind of tactile nature of the instrument. It almost has a, you might disagree with me on this, but it almost has a kind of a friendliness, you know, in terms of, you know, wanting to engage with it in the way that maybe, you know, a computer interface or, you know, a DAW or whatever, you know, might be less so.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that idea. I mean, there's a an idea in design, the term is affordances, where basically the structure of something or the characteristics of something guides its use. And one of the things I think that was interesting as we moved to sort of digital forms and DAWs and, you know, also even sort of very sort of locked down MIDI type approaches is that, yeah, I feel maybe we did lose something that was quite interesting. And in terms of coming back to this instrument, I think that one of the things, I mean, yes, I am attracted to the vintage sound that is available within it. You know, they are particularly nice, rich, and, you know, somewhat unusual sounding oscillators, as you certainly the filter is too, as you start to play with them. But I'm also very, very interested in the workflow, and in particular, I think that there was something quite forward thinking about the design of the synthy around, and you don't find some of the design features on many modern instruments. That degree of pitch being a very, very wide, but also potential to define it quite accurately, continuum. So I suppose that's the thing that I find interesting about it, that yes, you know, it's a very old instrument, but I think it gets us thinking potentially new ways. And certainly one of the ways in which it can do that is by having everything available in front of you. It's an incredibly powerful instrument, you know, to see it, worth looking up if you're listening to this podcast. It basically goes in a little sort of plastic suitcase. It's quite compact. It's got a way of patching things together. It's based on this little sort of pin matrix. It looks a little bit like an old style game of battleships. But, you know, everything is visible and available to you in front of you. But I think that also it's a very good balance between everything being available in front of you, but also being able to keep it quite open and to find sort of expanded ranges within the parameters you're playing with.